Service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 401. 401, From God the Father, Virgin Born. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service, setting 1, page 151 and following. Two options for the hymn of praise. We'll sing De Gloria. Propers for the day are on the inside of the bulletin. Readings are on the back. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for revealing your Son, God in the flesh, to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us to faith in your Son. We thank you for the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation that he has won for us. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ, hearing your word and receiving your gifts. Heavenly Father, unite us as one in Jesus today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hymn 401.
Thank you.
Divine Service Setting 1, page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit for the day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
for this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Glory to God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father. We worship you, we give you praise. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Son of the Father, Lord God,
pray. Almighty and everlasting God, mercifully look upon our infirmities and stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday after the Epiphany is from 2 Kings chapter 5. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord. Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent you to Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is making a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual appointed for the day.
Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion, he appears in his glory.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 12. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, My servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion, Jesus said, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Hymn of the day, 849. 849.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Today's message is based on the gospel text for today, the healing of the leper and the healing of the centurion's servant. But first, Jesus came down from the mountain after giving a long sermon. Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount. A long sermon can be a good sermon. Crowds followed him. It must have been good. Jesus and his words of authority surprised them. Much of this crowd, they were Jews. The Jews had only heard of this magnitude of authority when the scrolls of the Old Testament were read to them. They then recognized the power of the word. But hey, they grew up with this stuff. One of these Jews was a leper. This leper was circumcised as an infant, God's promise for the Jew. This leper grew up in the church. All of his life, he's been learning scripture. He's been catechized to lead a God-pleasing way of life. All his life, until he suffered from leprosy, he then suffered separation. This Jew, this leper, then believed in Jesus' words. He goes to Jesus. He says, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Jesus says, "I will. Be clean." Being clean, this Jew is now reconciled to God, reconciled to his church, reconciled to his family. Thanks be to God. You are like the leper in the gospel. Most of you grew up with this stuff too. You grew up in the Word of God. You were baptized as a baby or as a young child. You too have God's promise. You grew up in the church. All your life you've been learning the Word of God, Sunday school, Bible studies, sermons. You were catechized to lead a God-pleasing way of life. All your life, you have borne the title Christian for 20, 40, 60 years. And yeah, you are a sinner, but you have faith. Jesus sees your faith and heals you with his forgiveness. Like the Jew, you are reconciled to God. Thanks be to God. You and the Jew grew up in the Word of God. I did not. The centurion in today's gospel is different from the Jew. He did not grow up in the church. During his life, the centurion could not care less about the God of the Jews. The centurion was trained to fight, trained to kill. He must have been decent at it. They did put him in charge of 100 soldiers. And the centurion was trained to effectively give orders. Go, and they went. Come, and they came. Do this, and they did it. Fully trained in authority, the centurion hears of Jesus, hears his word, hears of Jesus healing people. This hearing gives the centurion faith. He goes to Jesus. "My servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And Jesus said to him, "I'll come and I'll heal him." But the centurion replied, "I'm not worthy. Just say the word, Jesus, and my servant will be healed." If Jesus had ever said the word "wow," it was right here. He marveled. For here is someone with more faith than all the Jews of Israel. Oh, my dear centurion, Jesus says, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the power of His word. Thanks be to the power of His word that brought the centurion to Christ. Thanks be to the power of His word that brings the new Christian, the newcomer, to Christ's church. Someone new in a church, a new Christian. This was me not all that long ago. A newcomer is like the centurion. They've been trained in the ungodly ways of the world, trained to fight, and trained to kill in order to survive. New Christians have not been raised in the church. They're trained at home and at work. They're trained to follow orders as a kid, trained to follow orders as an employee. And if they're as good as a centurion, they may move up and be trained how to effectively give orders to others. Somehow, in some way, the newcomer hears of the word of God, a word of authority. This hearing gives the newcomer faith. And they come to church to learn more about Jesus. They are suffering. Likely their family is suffering. They need the healing of Jesus. They need to hear more from Jesus. And they hear the sweetest words, "You are forgiven." My friends, I can tell you, when a new Christian comes to church and first hears the words of Christ's forgiveness, it puts a fire in their belly. Like the centurion, a new Christian realizes their unworthiness. They hear the word that they are healed, and their faith is enriched. A newcomer here in Christ's church. Another saint. Thanks be to God. New Christians, though, don't always feel welcome at church. They need to know their place, right? They're new, after all. You've been a member here for years. You've been a Christian your entire life. You've given your hard-earned money to the church for a very long time. So as long as the new family doesn't sit in your pew, they're welcome, right? So long as that new guy doesn't sit in your spot in Bible study, they're welcome. They probably won't be back next week anyway. We'll see how long they last. And they cannot support the church financially like you have all those years. And you really don't have to talk to them. And you don't want to. Hey, they might want to talk about Jesus, but they're new, and their faith simply cannot compare to yours. Silence towards a newcomer, a new Christian in church, hurts. It's a terrible welcome for newcomers. Paul says, never be conceited. Conceited sons of the kingdom, they'll be thrown in the outer darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Your tenure as a Christian does not entitle you to a reserved seat in church. It does not entitle you to a reserved seat in heaven. Jesus is revealing to you in today's gospel that he doesn't recognize tenure. Jesus doesn't marvel at your years of service. He doesn't marvel at how much you've given. Jesus doesn't marvel at what you've done for the church. Jesus marvels in one thing. We are shown in the gospel that the true God, Jesus Christ, heals you. Jesus also sees directly into your heart. He reveals to you that he recognizes your faith and attributes everything to it. Thanks be to God. Your faith alone. Jesus saw the faith of the Jew with leprosy and healed him. Jesus sees your faith and heals you with his forgiving word. Jesus saw the faith of the centurion and healed his servant. Jesus sees the faith of new Christians in church and forgives them too. Healing, forgiveness, reconciliation to God. It's for you, lifelong Christians. It's for you, brand new Christians, because of the one work of Christ. One work. Jesus did not die separate deaths for separate people. Jesus died a holy, perfect, bloody death that forgives his entire bride, the church. Jesus died on the cross for that new family and church. Jesus died on the cross for that new guy who took your seat. Jesus was selfless, dying for the forgiveness of our selfishness. All of you have faith because you too have heard the word of Christ. Christians new, Christians old, you have been baptized into the one faith. You have the promise of eternal life. Thanks be to God, you have heard the healing words of the gospel. This Jesus Christ who heals is God, and he is risen. This is what gives you the great faith. Go and let it be done for you as you have believed. Lifelong Christians, new Christians, it is your faith, given by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, that promises your future. It promises our seats together, reclining at table in the kingdom of heaven. Imagine your seat is reserved in heaven right now. You will recline at spot at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Picture that. Not because you've been going to church for a long time. It is because of your faith given to you by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. The Jew, the leper, and the centurion, it appears they couldn't have been more different, except for one thing. One thing united them. This one thing overcomes every single difference between them. Faith in Jesus Christ. One faith unites all of us in Christ. The faithful, you, me, heed the words of Christ, for all authority has been given to him. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them. This includes the leper. This includes the centurion. This includes Jews and Gentiles. This includes those that are still waiting for your invitation. New Christians are somewhere waiting for you to invite them. They need to come. They need to hear the word that they are healed and that they are forgiven. Invite them to recline at table with us in the kingdom of heaven. There are plenty of seats. Jesus Christ made sure of it. Amen. We continue our service by confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed on page 158. Please stand.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism the remission of sins, and I hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with the prayer of the church. In addition to those prayer requests listed in the bulletin, we have one additional prayer request. We pray for Lori Reinke, who's having cataract surgery tomorrow. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, responding, Lord, have mercy. For the faithful proclamation of Jesus Christ's saving name, that God's people may be strengthened in the true faith and his kingdom extended, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church throughout the world and for all who confess the name of Christ, that God would guard and defend us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, for its mission and its people, for the ability to meet the needs that arise as we do the work God gives us to do, and for the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the educational institutions of our church body, for the preschools, day schools, high schools, colleges, universities, and seminaries, and for our own Good Shepherd Lutheran School, that those who teach and those who learn in them would be transformed by the wisdom of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who partake this day of Christ's holy body and blood, that in their eating and drinking they may receive the benefits of forgiveness of sins, renewal of life, and have a foretaste of the feast that is to come, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of those who have wandered away from the faith, both from our own congregation and from the church at large, that the Holy Spirit would use his word to call them home to the Father and return them to the faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our government and all of those who have been set into positions of leadership over us, that they may use their authority honorably and for the good of the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who suffer from hunger, homelessness, poverty, or unemployment, that God's great mercy and love would preserve and relieve them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the faithful, that the Spirit would lead them to cheerful, generous giving from the bounty the Lord provides to both support the church and also to help their neighbors in time of need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are sick, especially those in our own midst, including Ardith, Irma, Mark, Cecilia, Jan, Norma, Alvin, Barb, Helen, and Lori, and all others whom we name in our hearts, that God would grant healing to their bodies and strength to bear their infirmities with patience and grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who rejoice in the rich blessings of God, especially Ramon and Daisy Marcano, joined here at our altar yesterday in holy marriage, and also our member Maria Strawn, married at Grace Lutheran in Grand Island yesterday as well, that they may realize that the gifts that God gives are blessings, and that they may rejoice in them till death do they part. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, knowing he now stands there as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Again, welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address, so we can acknowledge your presence in worship today. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God whose love is for all and who unites us as one in Christ Jesus would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
God's service to us continues with the offertory on page 159. Please stand. Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin.
This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now let your servant walk in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. I to be dearer to the nations, and the glory of your people is right now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, hymn 394, verses 1, 3, and 5. You may be seated.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. Kids, you can go get some goodies right now, and we'll be back in here in about 7 or 8 minutes or so for our Sunday school opening. All of you are invited for coffees and goodies in the coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall, and two opportunities for adult Bible study today. We'll continue our look at Romans chapter 5 in the fellowship hall. Summary of Christian doctrine. What are we studying, Pastor?
Confession and absolution.
Confession and absolution. Are we for it or against it?
We're for it.
For it. Good. Very good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. So that's in room 109. Room 109. Encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. Regular day today. Tomorrow we have a voters meeting in the fellowship hall at 7 p.m. Voters meeting, fellowship hall, 7 p.m. We have our big fundraiser for Pediatric Cancer Action Network coming up a week from Tuesday. Sign-up sheet is out there. We need lots of help for setup and serving and tearing down, all that kind of stuff. Most of all, we need you to come, eat pancakes, be generous. Great opportunity and a great organization to support. We have a college student brunch coming up, so that'll be a little bit different than what we've done in the past. So Pastor Moline is and his wife are kind of in charge of that. You want to say anything?
We are looking for people to help volunteer to serve that meal. My wife is in the back there. Feel free to grab her and talk about it. Is there a sign-up sheet back there, Elizabeth? So talk to her, and she'll get you signed up for that. We have those 30, 35 college students that come, and so we'll serve a brunch for them. They're usually here at the first service when it's not icy, and so we'll have them have their meal then during the second service that day.
The parking lot is slick and icy, and we're working really hard to stay on top of it. The best thing I can tell you is it's no worse than any side street in Lincoln. So that's the good news. We haven't seen the sun for a week, but I see the sun is shining today, so this is a really, really good thing. We have had about 10 inches of snow this winter. The snow has come at 2-inch or less intervals. It cost us the same amount of money to call the snow removal people if we have 7 or 8 inches of snow or if we have 1 inch of snow. So we've been trying really, really hard to stay on top of things with volunteers. That means 2 or 3 snow blowers out in the big parking lot. It's a huge, huge job. If anybody would like to help under those kind of circumstances, talk to Aaron Wiest. Aaron Wiest, who is in charge of outside properties. We have saved roughly $3,000 by doing it ourselves. Hopefully with some sunshine, we can get down to pavement today. So that's where we are in that. Be careful, and we pray that God would keep us safe as we come into God's house, hear his word, and receive his gifts. Anything else on that, Pastor?
And even if you're not wanting to volunteer, find Aaron and tell him thank you for all the time he's put in to get it where we are today.
Okay, yeah, it has been lots of volunteers, but Aaron's been in charge of it all. Okay, good job, Vicar. Please join us for goodies and Bible study. Have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus.